You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two of the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Live here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. King in tow, fantasy executive as well, Wall Street Matt Modica, hanging out here with you. Coming up this hour on the program, we're going to get into some running back snap counts. We're going to see how well the guys paid attention to how often the running backs were on the field this week. And another culturally biased game, is that what you're saying?
It's another culturally biased game.
Yeah. We have that going on. And the following that, we will see the return to the Roto Experts in the Morning of the Weakest Link.
Oh, I like that.
That comes this hour. That's not culturally biased.
What's
game.
Danny doing behind me?
Danny doing his job.
He's trying to whiteboard you.
Yeah, I see that.
Potentially he'll waterboard you next.
America.
You guys talked about it yesterday on the Fantasy Football Frenzy. I did want to bring it up here just for a few moments on the Roto Experts. And that's Chris Thompson and the fact that we're going to ask Jay Gruden every week, what are we giving this guy more touches? Is he getting more touches? He's been amazing. Let's get him on the field more. Let's get him more touches. And he basically is like, listen, look at this dude's injury history for his whole life. We don't want that to happen. We want him to be available for 16 games. We are not going to push him. Now, maybe this particular week I'll get a few more touches because I do have the bye, as I said, in week number five. But I have to say, Chris Thompson, one of the reasons that I was, and Corey as well, were a little cold on him last week was because there is a cap on him. He's not going to play 1,000 snaps. He's not going to be on the field every play. Now, he doesn't need to be. I get that. But don't expect all of a sudden, Scott, even if Rob Kelly doesn't play, you know, Sam Pierre doesn't play, the snaps just really take a large increase.
This goes back to the days of C.J. Spiller in Buffalo. It's the Spiller theory. It's, you know, you see a guy, whenever he touches the ball, he's explosive doing it. And that was Spiller early in his career. And, you know, the fans and the fantasy community will end up, you know, reporters represent the fans who also play fantasy, and they ask the questions because that's what the public wants to hear. But these guys are always, he's in a defined role that's working well. They're not going to mess with it. You can pound the table all you want for it to happen. They like the role that he's in.
I mean, Chris Thompson has done this before. You know, it's not like the first time he's ever had good games. And look, you want him on your roster. He's a very good flex option. But, I mean, you can't expect the consistent, I don't think, personally, the consistency. I'm a big believer in the pass catching backs. But, you know, there are going to be weeks where he does not get it done.
Yeah, no, there is. And those are coming. And that's why I know in my league, the owner of Chris Thompson has tried to trade him everywhere this week. And I don't understand it'll be so. He's like, listen, it's not that I don't like Chris Thompson. It's that his value is never going to be higher, ever. So I might as well see what I can get for him.
Yeah, you could be trading this year's Tyreek Hill, though.
That's true. I know you've kind of gone on record and said that this is this year's Tyreek Hill. A bunch.
Yeah, I know. It's the talent, you can't ignore it. The touches, we don't like it. The talent, you can't ignore it.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the running back snap counts from last week. That's up next here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
All right, snap counts, week number three. Here we go. I got the list in front of me. Let's play a little game, shall we? Here we go. Let's start in Baltimore. We face Jacksonville. Buck Allen, Terry West, and Alex Collins. And a lot of people are annoyed about this. Your number is 54. Kid, we'll start with you.
All right, 54. I'm going to say 32 for West. And then I'm going to say 12 for Alex. 12 for Buck Allen and... No, 14 for Buck Allen and 8 for Alex Collins.
32, 14, 8 we're going with.
2020, 2014. My voice is not 20, right.
2014, okay?
I'll go. With the West and.
I got you. You I'm with you.
West 25. I'll go Allen 16 and Collins 13.
According to what I have in front of me, Terrence West had 10 snaps total.
I know the first half, he really was.
10 snaps total for Terrence West, 10 for Alex Collins, 34 for Buck Allen.
So why he didn't get nothing done then?
I don't know. I really don't know why he didn't get anything done. And I have a feeling that this week might be a little bit better.
Probably so. I would say they go back to him.
I agree.
Allen had 34.
Allen had 34. Terrence West, Alex really Collins, he had 10.
In the first half, it was like the... I mean, and nothing was really done in garbage time. I don't know. I think that Ravens game, you got to hope you just look at that one, throw it out, and start again.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's why if you like Buck Allen last week, I think you have every reason to like Buck Allen this week. I'm not done with Buck Allen. It's kind of what I'm trying to try.
Yeah, now you keep rolling Buck out there. He'd be all right.
Yeah, I totally agree with
that. Probably the only person in that offense that you can play consistently.
Yeah. All right. Let me see here. We continue on. I'm gonna need a better version of what I have. I don't love the version that I'm looking at, you know, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, here we go.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
You don't know what I'm saying.
No. You like to explain?
Would you like me to explain? I don't love the snap count that I'm looking at.
Okay.
All right. So next up is let's go to Seattle.
Oh no.
Let's go to Seattle.
Eddie Lacy zero.
Eddie Lacy zero.
Yo, fifth round. Oh,
OJ Howard, 11th ranked tight end.
Yeah. What? He's played two.
I'm gonna have to help you. I got a call from somebody above Cardano yesterday, from the board, and they said. I've listened to Corey's advice. I have Amari Cooper, O.J. Howard, Jameis Winston, Isaiah Crowell, and I'm 0-3.
Yeah, good for them.
So
I'm not.
To talk to him.
Yep, yeah, I'm not.
You're 1-2.
You know what? Guess what? Scott, I'm playing 14 leagues, Scott.
And you brag like you're the best in them, yet in the one we're together, your record over the last 2 years is 4-12.
People know all of that. So
we have to remind them.
Well, I'm going to try to do something else for once. So Seattle has 41.
No, we've done this before, the snap count. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing it this week.
Yeah. You said for once.
Well, I'm trying to get you off saying the same thing that you say every single day.
So appeal to him, too, because he starts a lot of it.
Agreed. Yeah. Not just directed at you.
But I do what I want to do. Let's get back to the snap counts, though.
Oh, now he's running the show.
Chris Carson, CJ Procise, and Thomas Rawls. The number here is 69. It's Matt.
I'll go 36 for Carson, 24 for Procise, 9 for Rawls.
Okay, Scotty, your team.
46 for Carson, 22 for Procise, and 1 for Rawls.
One for Rawls is on the money. That is correct. One for Rawls was right. Nice job there, Scott. Probably remembers the snap. Exactly. Corey, if I give you one for Rawls, the number is now 68. How is it split between Procise and Carson?
58 to 10.
It was split 41-27.
Hmm.
41-27. With Doug Bolin banged up, what more, Corey, could we see out of CJ Procise potentially this weekend?
I think you might see him get involved a little bit more in the passing game as we maneuver through the course of the season. The thing with him is you got to keep him healthy. That means that the other players can't touch him. If the other players touch him, he might get hurt. So you feel what I'm saying? So you got to make sure that you got to put a bubble around him, get him stronger, figure something out. But he's going to continue to be low because they don't want him to get hurt. And the way they keep him hurt is not letting other players touch him.
I think he's got to become a bigger part of this passing game for this week without Doug Baldwin. I think he's the guy that has to step up. I mean, look, you got to play him. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. What can you do?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you can't be scared with him. They actually used him on some handoffs last week.
Yep. So the Cincinnati Bengals changed everything up this weekend against Green Bay. You know this one, don't
yeah,
you?
Well, no. I know that Giovanni Bernard was like 50% the first 2 weeks, and Mixon was like 20.
Right.
And that script got flipped.
So the number right now is 61.
61?
Between all three.
I'll say 32 for Joe Mixon. So let's see. I'll say 12 for Giovanni Bernard and 17 for Jeremy Hill.
12. All right. So there you go. Corey.
Yo.
How'd you split it up? 61.
Who's the team?
Thanks.
I'm just teasing you. The Bengals. When you go with the Bengals, it was how many? 61?
Yes, sir.
50 to 11.
Zero for the third?
Yeah.
Who is at the 11?
The little
Giovanni Bernard.
Giovanni Bernard, the little fella.
So you're saying Jeremy Hill did not get it?
He got one snap this week.
All right.
I'm going to say 28 for Mixon, 27 for Bernard, and 6 for Hill.
I probably should have went 35 for Mixon. I think he was a little more.
You should have went to 34 for Mixon.
Okay. That, I knew it was something.
That was the number. 34 for Mixon, 14 for Jeremy Hill. That was more than one. And 13 for Giovanni Bernard. Yeah, he'll actually outsnatch Giovanni
Bernard. They were
actually
closer than I thought.
Yeah, they were. Very interesting here. Chicago plays on Thursday night against Green Bay. A lot of talk was Jordan Howard versus Tariq Cohen. Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen. How would you split it up, gentlemen? If I tell you the number here is 69. Scott.
Let's see. I would say 37-32
Howard. 37-32
Howard.
Corey? Yeah.
39-30
Howard. 39-30
Howard.
Howard had 23 attempts. I remember that. I'll say 36-33
Howard. 36-33
Howard.
It's actually more than anybody said. 41 for Jordan Howard, 28 for Tariq Cohen. So a little bit higher.
Yeah, it is.
Anybody else?
So Cohen's had what? 28, 38, and 28.
Yes.
Like snaps.
Mm-hmm. How about this in Buffalo, gentlemen? LeSean McCoy and Mike Tolbert. 64 is the number, Corey.
It's got to be. 64, it's got to be 50-14.
Matt?
I'm going to say 45-19.
45-19.
42-22.
Scott, you're the closest here. Everyone's kind of in the same ballpark. 43-21. So he doubled them.
I knew Tolbert had more than you would think.
He doubled them, but he had more than you would think. He had 21 snaps in this one. I don't think it's going away.
You know, like I said the other day, it seems like they have a plan with this. That's why they got rid of Williams, maybe for other reasons as well.
Sure.
But Tolbert, you know, for some reason has a larger role than we all expect.
Still a couple more here. For Denver, C.J. Anderson and Jamal Charles. 70, Corey.
C.J. Anderson and Jamal Charles. 50-20.
I knew you were going to say that. I was so convinced.
I'll say 36-34.
I'll say...
I'm surprised Jamal Charles on the football field.
I'll say 45-25.
Corey was right there. It's 49-21 is what we're looking for there. How about, gentlemen, in Carolina... Between Christian McCaffrey and Jonathan Stewart, we do this one pretty much weekly because I think it's interesting to kind of follow up with. The number here is 67, Matt Modica.
67, I'm going to go 44-23 CMC.
44-23 McCaffrey.
36-31
McCaffrey. 36-31
McCaffrey.
44-23 McCaffrey. 41-26, McCaffrey. So in New England, all right, check this out. We had no Rex Burkhead this week. I'm going to take Deion Lewis out of it because I'm not going to think Deion Lewis going forward is the thing. So I want to take him out of it. So for the final one here, gentlemen, today, James White, Mike Gillisley, your number is 52. Corey?
52. James White, Mike Gillisley. 30-22.
27-25.
James White.
27-25, White.
What was the number again? I'm sorry.
52.
31-21.
On the dot, 31-21. For who?
I'm going to say Gillislee.
James White. One last one we didn't get a chance to get to on the program. Charles Sims outsnapped Jaquizz Rodgers this week.
Wow.
26-25.
I think you're just waiting for the hamster muscle.
Yeah. The muscle hamster, I think. We're going to come back. We're going to liven it up. John Byrne joins the program. Play The Weakest Link next.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
For the first time this NFL season, it's time to bring back one of my favorite games, and that is The Weakest Link. I know it's a pretty popular game around these parts. We get kind of excited. We get into it. You guys know how it works. I'm going to ask you a serious question, rapid fire. You see the first, you say your answer, and then you'll have to vote someone off your team. The goal is for, of course, the team to get the most right, because we're all a team here on the Roto Experts, but you're also trying to win yourself. Now, the three of you, Matt Modica, Scott Engel, Corey Parsons, you will all be participating, obviously, as well as our producer, Don Burns. Good morning, Don.
What's going on, Greg? How are we doing?
We're doing very well. How are you, sir?
Good.
Does he have to play?
He has to play.
Why?
He has to play. Does he have to play? Sorry, Corey. I'm going to win this, though. I won last time.
Well, was that Don Burns mocking me just now?
Yes, it was.
What the hell is going on?
You've been mean to me lately, Corey.
Why don't you want Don Burns to play?
I don't want... Why? Don Burns got a job to do, Scott.
His job right now is to play The Weakest Link. All right, Don Burns, you are, as you mentioned, the defending champion in this game since the last time we played. When would you like to go? Who would you like to go first?
Corey.
All right, Corey will go first. Don Burns, hit the music. Corey, are you ready, sir?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. Wait for the music. Here it is. Here we go. Corey.
Yo.
Who leads the NFL in targets?
Dez Bryant.
That is incorrect. It's DeAndre Hopkins. Don, what running back leads the NFL in snaps?
Le'Veon Bell.
Incorrect. Ty Montgomery. Matt, what running back has the most targets?
Tariq Cohen.
That is correct. Scott, what is Puff Daddy's real name?
Sean Combs.
That is correct. Corey, other than DeAndre Hopkins, what wide receiver has the most snaps?
Alshon Jeffrey.
That is incorrect. Devontae Adams. Don, who leads the MLB in hitter strikeouts?
Oh, no idea.
That is incorrect. It's Aaron Judge. Matt.
That's correct. He had no idea.
Matt, how many degrees Fahrenheit does water boil at?
150.
Incorrect. 212. Scott, who leads the MLB in runs scored?
In runs scored. I'm going to say Aaron Judge.
That is incorrect. Charlie Blackmon. Mm. Corey, what tight end has the most targets?
Jason Witten.
This is incorrect. Zach Ertz. Don, what tight end has the most snaps?
Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates? Incorrect. Martellus Bennett.
It's not 2005.
Matt, what kicker has the most points in fantasy leagues thus far?
Matt Prater.
Incorrect. Ryan Succo. Scott, who is the coach of the Louisville Cardinals basketball team today?
I do not know.
That is incorrect. It is Rick Pitino, who is very much in the news today. And that is round one. All right, here we go. Shut off the music for now, Don. All right. Corey Parson.
Yeah.
How are you feeling after round one?
I feel fine.
You feel okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You feel like you did your job there?
I just was buying my time.
I believe you didn't get a single answer correct.
No, I didn't. I don't get the easy questions. I always get the tough questions. Always, all the time.
You had who leads the NFL in targets. This is pretty simple.
Right? I should have known that.
Okay. Scott, you missed.
I didn't get. Do I get a chance to vote?
You will.
Oh,
you
okay.
Will. I'm going to answer some questions first. Scott, I noticed that you missed the Rick Pitino one. Of course, Louisville Cardinals, pretty big story. Do you feel that could cost you?
It's not in my favor, but I did get the Sean Combs one right.
And yes, you did.
I wish I would have got the Ryan Succop one because I would have got that right.
Yeah, just how it fell out of
one. I'm going to debate that one.
You're going to debate that one. This is according to Fantasy Pros. According to Fantasy Pros.
If you play like 5.6 for a 56-yarder, 58-yarder.
I use Fantasy Pros scoring. Don Burns, you're the
he doesn't subscribe to that.
You're the defending champion, Don Burns. Who would you eliminate this round?
I mean, other than myself, because it wasn't that good.
Corey, he already said himself.
He said other than myself.
He said it. He said
he
himself.
Other than myself. Who would you be eliminating, Don Burns?
Sorry, Corey.
So you're going to eliminate Corey Parson, the fantasy executive. We'll go right to you then, Corey. Who would you like to eliminate after that round?
Don Burns.
So now that's on the table. So we have one vote for Corey, one vote for Don Burns. Matt, you got a question right here. You didn't know what water boils at. But you did get Tariq Cohen right. Who would you vote out after round one?
Because he's anti-Italian, Scott.
You vote Scott. You vote the King, wow. Scott Angle.
You didn't know Rick Pitino.
I didn't know the KKK was playing in this game.
Whoa, that seems strong.
Wow.
What is it? Okay, moving on. Scott, who would you vote out?
I want to vote out Matt, but I gotta vote out Don Burns. I have to.
In my defense, that Antonio Gates won.
The Antonio Gates
were trying to they were trying to get him that touchdown the whole time, so I figured he was in there the most.
No, Antonio Gates was not even close, and the baseball question, he had no idea, so, you know.
It's okay, Scott.
Unfortunately, it's Don Burns.
Don Burns, the defending champion. Don Burns! You are the weakest round. Goodbye! Don Burns, Matt Modica, sir, you are up first. Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're up first because Don got eliminated. You're up first this round. Are you ready, sir?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. Who leads the MLB in doubles?
Doubles. Jose Altuve?
Incorrect. Jose Ramirez. Nice guess. Scott, who is the Queen of England?
Queen Elizabeth.
That is correct. Corey, who was the last Giant to start a game before Eli Manning?
Kurt Warner.
That is correct. Matt, who had the longest reception of week three?
Longest reception of week three... Alan Hearns.
That's incorrect. Josh Doxson. Scott, not counting last night, who leads the MLB in RBI?
In RBIs? Charlie Blackmon.
Incorrect. His teammate, Nolan Arenado. Corey, who is Prince William married to?
Prince William is married to Queen Elizabeth.
No, that's
sultry bodies.
Prince
can't be married to the
granddaughter.
Queen.
Kate Middleton is what you're looking for.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Matt.
I don't do royalty.
Matt. You know, you're sitting next to a king. Matt, who caught the most passes over 20 yards in week three?
Week three, most passes over 20 yards. Stephon Diggs.
That's incorrect. T.Y. Hilton. Scott, who are the reigning Stanley Cup champions?
The reigning the Penguins.
That is correct. Corey. What running back had the most runs over 20 yards in week three?
Most runs over 20 yards in week three, Carlos Hyde.
Incorrect, Kareem Hunt. Matt, what running back had the longest run of week three?
Kareem Hunt.
That is incorrect, DeMarco Murray. Scott, what running back had the most receptions in week three?
The most receptions, LeSean McCoy.
Incorrect, Christian McCaffrey. Corey, what running back had the most rushing attempts in week three?
Todd Gurley.
That is correct. That is correct. Scott, had a good round that round. Had a good round that round. And the king named the queen.
Yes.
And it was good. It was a nice job by you.
The queen and the penguins. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know?
The queen's been around for 60 years.
You never know.
And he wasn't even sure.
He was like, he followed the Rick Pitino one back. You happen to get a lot of pop culture ones here. You nailed them.
Yeah.
It's a nice job. Nice job there by you, sir.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Matt Modica, you had a good round yourself. And then Corey, you wrapped up the round getting it right. We wrapped it with three straight running back questions. You nailed the Todd Gurley one there.
Yeah, so that was pretty solid round.
It was indeed. But I want to go back to Scott here. Scott, you had to eliminate somebody. Who would you eliminate?
How many did Matt get right?
I don't count. You got to.
How many did you get right?
I have no idea. I have no idea how many I've gotten right today.
I thought he got the Kareem Hunt one right.
No, you know, Kareem Hunt, he had 72-yard run. DeMarco Murray had 75.
I don't think Matt got any right. You know,
okay.
Corey started off slow because the prince can't marry the queen.
Right.
But he came back strong with Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
So I'm going to eliminate Matt.
You're eliminating Matt. Matt, we'll go to you.
I'm going to eliminate Scott because it was culturally biased, the question you asked for.
It's culturally biased.
Culturally biased.
About the royal family. All right. Okay. let me ask you this, Corey.
Yeah.
You were going to the finals, remarkably.
Yeah.
You're going to the finals.
What's remarkable about that, Greg?
You've gotten like one question right all day.
What's remarkable about that? You always choose these culturally biased games, and then you try to. You ask me about the damn. I don't the royalty, that stuff in Europe, whatever they do with the king and the queen.
Yeah,
I don't know none of that.
Okay,
I'm not interested in none of that. I don't see my world, Greg. None of that. None of that is part of what I do.
So who would you like to eliminate? Who are you going to face in the finals? It's your choice, basically.
I'm going to eliminate Matt so I can kick Scott's butt.
All right, here we go. We got an old school matchup.
Like he never does.
We got an old school matchup. Matt Modica, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Sayonara.
We got an old school matchup here.
Let's do it.
The king, Scott Engel. The fantasy executive, Corey Parson. One on one. Here we go. Scott, you are up first.
Okay.
Scott! Who sings the song Semi-Charmed Life?
Semi-Charmed Life?
Doot, doot, doot!
Man, freaking dope. Third Eye Blind.
That is correct. Corey, what is the name of Danny Olker's band?
Automatic. 257.
That is incorrect.
I think you're by one number.
Automatic. What do you think it is?
256.
That is incorrect. You both lose. 253 is what we were looking for.
That was close enough.
That's a damn good question.
Thank you. Scott, what pitcher leads the MLB in strikeouts?
Chris Sale.
That is correct.
That's one of the easiest questions ever. Go
Corey,
ahead.
Corey, what pitcher leads the MLB in losses?
Bartolo Colon.
Incorrect. Rick Porcello. Scott, what quarterback completed the most passes in week three?
I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers.
Incorrect. Eli Manning. Corey, what quarterback attempted the most passes in week three?
Russell Wilson.
That is correct. Scott, who is the mascot for Vanderbilt? What is his team name? Vanderbilt what?
Dragons.
No, it's the Commodores. Corey, what is the mascot for Purdue?
Boilermaker.
That is correct. Scott, what tight end had the longest reception in week three?
The longest reception in week three. Jared Cook.
Incorrect. Lance Kendricks. Corey, what tight end had the most touchdowns in week three?
Most touchdowns in week three at the tight end, Vernon Davis?
Incorrect. Mercedes Lewis.
I can't believe you didn't get that. That was on a silver platter.
Yeah, that was.
Two more questions remain. We'll let them think. Compose themselves, and we'll come back with those questions, and we will decide who is the strongest link on the Roto Experts in the Morning. We come your way next. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. We are in the middle of deciding in week three who is the strongest link. Corey Parson or the fantasy executive?
I'm the same. It's the same guy.
Well, that's why. You know.
The women say the same thing. They be like, the fantasy executive is much different than Corey Parson. Fantasy executive is...
Who do the women meet more?
Huh?
Who do the women meet more?
Fantasy executive. Yeah. The fans.
Yeah, I had a feeling about that. Will it be the exec? Will it be the king? We've had a very, very good final round here. Both guys, both gentlemen are on their game. We have two questions remaining, and then it'll be up to Don Burns and Matt Modica to decide who is the strongest link. Don Burns, hit the music one more time for me, sir. Question is, Scott, are you ready, sir? Your final question this morning. Name one of the two quarterbacks to take six sacks in week three.
Take six, Carson Palmer.
That is correct. The other one was Aaron Rodgers. That is correct. Corey.
Good, that was good, Scott.
Corey.
Thank you.
Name one of the two wide receivers that rushed the ball at least three times in week three.
Two wide receivers that rushed the ball at least three times.
He's got to name one of them.
Tyreek Hill.
That is correct. That is correct. Both Scott and Corey got their final questions correct. The other one was Tavon Austin.
I would not have guessed that.
But you guessed Tyreek Hill, which is correct.
Yeah, Eric Young would have got that.
Thank God Tavon Austin didn't screw that
touchdown. I wouldn't have guessed Tavon Austin played, to be honest with you.
He did, and then got concussed.
I don't think he knew he played either.
Oh, so, you got a concussion?
He did get a
concussion. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he got a concussion, so. Okay.
I don't like this music.
It's the weakest link music.
Huh?
It's from the game show.
But it's not only... This music is messing with my brain. It's making it more...
Why do you always complain?
No, because it's making it difficult for me to think, Scott. It's making it difficult for me to think, Scott.
Stop crying like a baby all the time.
He doesn't get to vote on us.
He does.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that's not fair.
Was he here for half the round?
You win, but I guess now this is my vote.
Was he here for the whole round?
Matt Mojica, sir. Do you have any questions for the contestants that are left?
I think Scott got a couple of cream puff questions.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Do you have any questions for our competitors?
No, I don't.
All right, fair enough. Don Burns, I don't know.
No, he shouldn't be allowed.
John Burns, you were the...
That's weird because I was going to vote for you.
Wow. You were the first one, John Burns, that was eliminated in this game. Do you have any questions for our two contestants?
I wasn't going to vote for Corey if he didn't get any of those football ones right at the end, but he did a good job, so... And Scott, Rick Pitino, man, that one hurt. That's like me not knowing baseball because I don't.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Wasn't from the final round, though.
That was not from the final round. Yeah. But, you know, you are voting.
The Carson Palmer one was impressive.
That was good. Yeah, that was good.
That was a good answer by the King. It was a good answer by the King. But was it enough to put him over the top? Or will Corey reign supreme? It is up to vote. We begin with Don Burns. Don, who do you believe today was the strongest link?
I'll go with Corey.
You think Corey Parson was the strongest link? How come?
Just those, like I said, those football questions at the end is super important because that's like his main sport, and if he got any of those wrong, I was probably going to go with Scott.
He missed Mercedes Lewis.
Well, yeah, that one was...
That was a couple rounds ago, Greg.
I got to match that with the fact that Scott didn't know the Rick Pitino thing with that old bribery scheme.
That was not the final round.
That was literally two questions ago, actually, Corey.
That was before he went to break.
It was before he went to break. It was the final question before the break. All right. But nevertheless, Don Burns has cast his vote, and it is for Corey, the fantasy executive Parson. Now, Matt, you have the ability to make Corey the champion or to send this in to a tiebreak. A tiebreak means just, there is no tiebreaker question. It's just I pick the champion. So, Matt.
I'll let you pick it.
Who do you believe? It's not about me picking it.
Okay.
Who do you believe today was the strongest link?
American Italian. Scott didn't get Rick Pitino, so yeah. I'm going to give Corey the championship.
That means your winner and the
This game just can't be culturally biased in my direction.
The winner and the strongest link today is the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. Thank
this
you
one's
much,
for the hood.
Is there some lean in that cup?
Not yet.
Scott Angle.
Oil.
You are the weakest link.
Doom, doom.
Goodbye.
Doom, 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 doom.
If only Corey could do this in fantasy football.
And there you go.
Goodbye.
That's it.
Goodbye.
That's the weakest link here.
A healthy scratch.
Yeah. Kind of like your fantasy team in week one.
A healthy scratch. Go ahead, Greg.
If only Corey was this good in fantasy football.
Oh, wow. Well, you said literally the same joke.
I guess Scott didn't get that text.
Unbelievable. Scott, it's amazing that Corey Parson, for instance, and a lot of people, I believe, because certain games happen so early, the London game, the Thursday game,
right?
We forget about them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mercedes Lewis was the talk at 12 o'clock on Sunday. Mercedes Lewis, Mercedes Lewis, Mercedes Lewis. The dude had three touchdowns, and we forgot. Like, Corey mentioned, Vernon Davis scored one touchdown Sunday night. And it went kind of through everybody's head about Mercedes Lewis with the three touchdowns. Thursday night, waivers are still going through. Tonight, is there anybody in that Rams-Niners game that you're just like, oh, you know what? That person had a good game. I got to remember that.
Obviously Gurley, but...
something that could be...
Robert Woods.
There you go.
Yeah.
Robert Woods.
Yeah.
Is Robert Woods if Robert Woods is out there at free agent wires, which he could be for your in your, you know, home leagues or whatnot, is Robert Woods somebody that's worth picking up?
I'm in a very deep league. I threw a flyer in on him.
Okay.
Threw a few bucks in on him.
14-team leagues, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, 12-team, I think that's stretching it. You could put him as, like, bench step if you believe he's going to see more of the role than Cooper Kupp, but I really wouldn't be going crazy.
Okay. Corey, what about you when it comes to Robert Woods?
I think it's inconsistent. I think you can add him if you have the roster. If you have 20 roster spots, I think you can add him, but I don't think you ever feel comfortable putting him in your lineup even throughout the course of the bye weeks. I think that work is inconsistent. If an injury happens, though, to Kupp or Watkins, he becomes a major player.
Yeah, that's the thing right there. It's, I think while Watkins is there, one week it could be Kupp, one week it could be Watkins, it could be Woods. But if Watkins gets injured, then both of those guys are in play.
Scott, I got to follow up here. You mentioned Cooper Kupp. Obviously, week one was really, really good. The past 2 weeks, it hasn't nearly been that. Are you concerned at all about your boy?
No, because I think Goff just has too much radar for him.
Okay. We haven't really seen it the last 2 weeks,
though.
And
I think the last 2 weeks, he has proved to defenses that if you take my guy away, I can go elsewhere.
Okay.
So now teams are going to watch the film and say, well, what are we going to do here? And, you know, it's like, you know, if they blanket Kupp, they'll get beat elsewhere, so you can't.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. Hey, Matt, I know you've been the guy that's been, I want Rex Burkhead on my bench. I like Rex Burkhead. I want to hold on to him. And we'll see if he practices today. We'll see how close he is to returning this weekend. But if you had to choose one just to have on your bench between Rex Burkhead and a Cooper Kupp, who would you choose?
I mean, obviously, it's two different positions. I just think Burkhead, if something happens to Gillis, he's got a bum hamstring in the preseason. It's been fine. He's played the three games. I'm going to keep Burkhead for that. I think that upside at some point could be really fantastic.
Scott, which one would you choose?
I would choose Kupp. Right. I just feel like you need that Gillisley injury. I don't know if it's even like remotely serious. I feel like Burkhead's buried.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Executive?
Yes.
If you had to choose between Cooper Kupp or Rex Burkhead on your bench, just to have one of them. These are guys. You're going with Kupp as well.
Yeah, excuse me.
How come?
Cooper Kupp. Because Rex Burkhead, he's not out there right now. I think we see that the roles have been defined. James White pass catching back. Gillislee get the goal line work. White get a lot between the tackles. With Burkhead, I think he has value in the PPR because what he can do in the passing game. But right now, we're just not seeing it. So I can't fool with him.
That question is culturally biased.
I mean, last week,
that's funny.
Burkhead did not play rib injury and stuff, but he's been targeted in the end zone. Talk about him playing the slot. And like I said, we saw in the preseason, when Gillislee was not there, who was the goal line back?
That was Rex Burkhead.
I think the difference is, though, Gillislee has to get injured. You know, Kupp is going to be productive.
Right. I mean, potentially.
Yeah.
You say that. The last two weeks he has not been.
I think he'll have more opportunity than Burkhead.
I agree. It's funny. The reason I asked this question, because I made this trade yesterday in my league.
What'd you get?
I got Cooper Kupp. I went with Cooper Kupp.
Did a good thing.
Oh, according to this side of the table, I did.
Yeah.
I think basically what you guys said.
He doesn't like Kupp. He's not Italian.
No, I mean, I do like Kupp. I have Kupp on teams.
I was joking.
If you look, I mean, he's played two games. One guy's got like 17 points. The other guy has maybe 27 in three games. So,
listen, I get it. To me, there's just an easier path for Cooper Kupp to do something. Mm-hmm. Rex Burkhead is behind Mike Gillislee in a major way. He is hurt in his own right. I don't know how serious the injury is. I don't think anybody does at the table. So I'm with Cooper Kupp. We'll see. I literally only own two starting running backs on the team, and I have one running back on my bench, and his name's Orleans Darkwa. So I need to make a trade of some sort for a better running back.
Get that waiver wire.
We'll see. For who?
Smallwood out there?
No.
All right.
That's it. That's all you got.
Come on, give him Wayne Gallman.
Oh, God.
Darren McFadden.
Why?
He's just suspended.
Ugh, I'm not doing this thing with Darren McFadden. Yeah. You know, I don't even know he's the guy. Alfred Morris is the guy.
I would take Alfred Morris.
I saw a report. I thought Morris was the guy. I saw a report the other day that If Zeke gets suspended, McFadden's going to start and Martz is going to remain the backup.
It's interesting because I saw you on Twitter respond to somebody about this yesterday, and you said Darren McFadden.
The thing about it is both are involved.
Yeah, no, they both are involved. But I'm much more comfortable with Alpha Morris because for number one, he's a better football player, and at least he's in damn uniform. Darren McFadden on the sideline playing close.
In the PPR, I think I want McFadden. It's a tough call. It really is.
Are you stashing one of those guys right now?
I currently drafted both of them in like one or two leagues, and I want to see. I want to wait for the news.
Just holding on. Okay, take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number two. Head to the TV hour. It's hour number three. It comes your way next. Ezekiel Elliott. Carl Anthony Towns. Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. RotoWipers.com/DKMS. It's where you can go to learn about blood cancer and how to save lives. And we all have very, 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 very touching moments and serious moments when it comes to cancer. It's all affected literally every one of us. And you should do your part to help. And for more information on how you can do that, how you can be of help without really doing all that much, head on over to rotoexperts.com/DKMS and just read the information that's there. Read what you can to learn and to understand what you can do to make a difference, whether that's being a bone marrow donor, whether it's going through a different transfusion of some sort. There's very little pain. It's very, very simple. And like I said, believe me, it is very well worth it. You also have the opportunity to scroll down to the bottom of the page. You play in a fantasy game, a daily fantasy game, for a chance to go to the Super Bowl in Minnesota. You have that opportunity. And like I said, it's just well worth it. Not even just to play DFS for free for a chance to go to the Super Bowl, which is all true, but also to just read and understand and learn more about what DKMS does, how serious of a disease blood cancer is, and what we can do to prevent and to stop it. You can save lives literally by going to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. All right, so let's get back in to football here before we wrap up this hour, gentlemen, shall we?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Now, Scotty, I look at a couple of things that I wanted to bring to your attention, and that is with the Jets. Bilal Powell is the lead back there, I believe, still. They signed the Jets yesterday, so they signed Javaris Cadet, and I have to imagine, potentially, that means Matt Forte may be battling the toe injury that's a little bit more serious than was let on. If that's the case, are we bumping up Bilal Powell a little bit here?
I think so, but I think, I don't know if you do it with a whole lot of confidence, because, you know, what's the seriousness of Forte? And they have E.J. McGuire, who they like.
Elijah McGuire?
Yeah. Yeah. Seen him listed as E.J. too. Sure. So, you know, and now they got Kamara, you know, who's played in that offense with the coaching staff. I think he's more of the lead dog, but I can't have confidence there still won't be some sort of committee.
Yeah, look, if you own Powell, you have to be excited if Forte's out of the mix, but bringing in Cadet, I mean, part of what Powell does well is pass catching. So I think this is a positive sign for Powell owners. But, you know, to date, it's been very disappointing. He did get in the end zone this week, so that's something.
Is anybody buying Bilal Powell right now? Like, going out and trying to buy him cheap? Is that, like, something that's smart? Does it make sense? Matt?
I mean, I could see you doing that. I think maybe the Jets' offense has maybe peaked early. It's just not something. I wasn't really in on the Jet offense coming into the season, and I don't know how much I want to buy into it going forward.
Yeah, I'm with Matt here. It's You know, I've seen him in waivers in some leagues too. You know, I think you certainly pick him up, but I don't think you can buy him with a lot of confidence. You may not have to give up much for him though. So if you play in the long game, but you know, you don't know with the Jets. They just won their Super Bowl this past week.
Wasn't their Super Bowl? It was week three. They have a win more than the Giants do.
Yeah, who thought we'd be saying the Jets have a better record than the Giants?
Sure, there you go. So it's like,
and it could still be that way after this week.
It could be, absolutely. And I don't think it's fair to say this is the Super Bowl and this is like the biggest game of the world because it's only week three. It wasn't like they got in a desperation mode without a win, you know?
You know, they're not winless, you know, so now what else there is, like, they're not going to win more than five games, so that's it. That's their big moment.
Well, wasn't the over-under total 4.5 for the Jets wins?
Yep.
They're a quarter of the way there, so it seems. I'm somebody that if you look at, let's say, your bench, you look at the upside of a Bilal Powell. Nobody wants to start Bilal Powell. No one wants to own Bilal Powell right now.
I'd want him on my bench.
But I'm interested because this is still got somebody 3 weeks ago. He was number 19 in people's rankings.
No, he is talented. It's just, what are the Jets going to do? Is there a point in the season where Hackenberg becomes the guy?
Probably
just
so.
The GM has to validate that draft pick?
Probably so.
I think so. You know, it's like, you know, McCown hasn't played badly from a pure football perspective, but, you know, this team's going to be like 2-7 at some point, so it's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, yes, and then they're not going to be able to. And then, does that mean they're not going to be able to run the ball, though?
You know what, though? It's like,
he's a passing down back,
too. If they want to look towards the future, though, Bryce Petty's look better than Hackenberg. They might as well give that kid a look, too.
Looking at the future is what scares me. That's when you bring up Elijah McGuire and all that. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Hour number three. We got a lot of either-ors to come this hour. I think that'll be fun. Defensive and quarterback streams as well. We go live on television on the Fantasy Sports Network. And, of course, back here with you on the radio on FNTS. We'll be back right after this.